Greetings, friends. In our last program, I asked the question, if you only had one word or one phrase to describe God, what would it be? And my answer is that God is love. Love is the main term that I would use to describe God. Because after all, God has all power, right? We know that because he created everything. So he must have the power to bring everything in existence, and there's nothing that can overcome the power of God. So God has all power. But think about this. If God has all power, which he does, but didn't have love, then what would God use that power for? Well, God could use all of his power to torture us. God could have brought us into existence just so that he could torture us. I mean, think about it. Satan the devil is a powerful being, more powerful than all human beings put together. And Satan absolutely hates us. And Satan does torture us. It says that the devil comes to do nothing but to destroy, to hurt, to kill, to steal. Everything about the devil, the adversary of God, is all about evil. It's all about hatred. Yeah, he has power, but look how he's using that power. But God is the opposite. God has all power, and thankfully, God is love. And so he's using all of his power to express his love. Now, we also said that God is righteous, meaning that God always does everything right. But again, think about this. If God didn't have love, but God was righteous, God would be defining what righteousness is, but it could be something that was painful to us. And the Pharisees, they were considered righteous people, but they were self-righteous. Why? Because again, they didn't have love for other people. They thought that by doing the right thing, that would make them right with God. But their right thing, in their minds, was all keeping all of the do's and don'ts and crossing every I, or crossing every T and jotting every I, and yet they looked down on other people. They were snooty people. They were self-righteous people. So they looked down on other people, and they put down other people, saying, God, I'm so thankful we're not like those people. Well, that's nothing but self-righteousness. It's self-righteousness because it's the self doing things, and that's not the way of God. God wants us to express love toward other people. It's not about the self. It's about other people, loving other people. So, again, being right in all things, well, that's cool, but also more important is love. God is all-knowing. Well, that's fine, too. That's true. It's an accurate statement. God is all-knowing. But again, if God didn't have love, he would know everything, but he would use his knowledge to trip us up all the time, just to make fools of us. But God is not like that. Thankfully, God has love. Thankfully, God is love. So everything God does is out of love. Now, love is a term that's been so watered down. You know, you think about Hollywood and what they say is love, and it's all focused on this one kiss. It's like it takes 10 seconds for two people that are 1 inch away to come together to give that first kiss, and that's this magical moment. Well, hey, kissing is fun. I'm married. I enjoy it, but that is not what love is. It's not just about kissing, you know? I mean, what about when your spouse is sick? What about that? Do you still love the person at that time? There's not a whole lot of glamour there when the person might be sneezing all over the place and might need you to help carry them around. No, I mean, that's not glamorous. You don't see that in movies as being described as romantic and loving. But that is true love, when you have so much concern for another person that you would lay down your life for them. All right? So, thankfully, God is love. And we're going to talk in depth about really what the word love means, and we're going to see love in action. But right now, just focusing on the fact that God is love. That's what's most important. So if I only had one word or one phrase to describe God, it would definitely be the word love, or the phrase, God is love. Now here's another question for you. Is God in us? I mean, does God actually reside in us? God is big, right? I mean, God is everywhere. God created all things. So, can God be in us, literally? Well, the answer is yes, God is in us. And we'll explain how that is. Another question, though. Are we in God? Are we literally those who have accepted God by faith and accepted His Son, Jesus the Christ? Are we in God? The answer there is also yes. Now, this is important when we grasp the fact that God is love. So, God is in us and we are in God. If that's a true statement, then what does that mean? Well, if God is in us and God is love, then we must be love. If we're in God and God is love, that means that we must be love. And that's what God wants, is for us to be love. So if there was one word or one phrase that would describe you, what would that word be? You've heard people say that, you know, when I'm in the casket and people are at my funeral, I wonder what they're going to be saying about me. Now, are people going to be saying, well, you know, you're a great secretary, you're a great executive, or you're a great military genius, or whatever, about your profession? Or are they going to say that, yeah, he was really intelligent, or yeah, he was really funny? And that's cool. All of those things are cool. But is that all they're going to say about you? Or, of course, worse, are they going to say, oh, he was a rotten old dirty dog? You know, of course, you don't want that said about you. The main thing you should hope that people say about you is that he or she was such a loving person. They were so kind, so caring. They would give you the shirt off of his or her back. They just would lay down their lives for you. They would open up their homes for you. They were just such a loving person. That's what you want said about you. And that's what we have to say about God, because God is love. Now let's read about this in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. This is in the Gospel of John. I mean in the Epistle of John, excuse me. This is in the Epistle of John, not the Gospel of John, but in the Epistle of John, in the first Epistle of John chapter 4 and verse 16. So again, this is the first Epistle of John chapter 4 and verse 16. It says, and we have known and believed the love, catch that word, the love that God has for us. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. Now, how do we know the love that God has for us? And why do we believe that God has love for us? Well, it should be because of our experience with God. So we know and believe the love that God has for us because we've experienced the love of God. All right, that should be the answer. And this is what God is saying. God is love. That's what it says in 1 John 4, verse 16. God is love. And that's where I take the whole premise for this series of radio programs from, is from the Scripture. This is the ABCs of the Bible radio program. We're not coming up with ideas on our own. I'm not smart enough to do that. I want only to follow what the Scriptures say. And the Scripture says in 1 John 4, verse 16, God is love. Now notice this next part, because the question was, is God in us and are we in God? So the rest of the verse says, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God dwells in him. There you have it from the Scripture. He that dwells in love dwells in God, and God dwells in him, because God is love. So if God is in us, and we are in God, and God is love, that means that we must be love. And the Greek word here for love is agape. The word agape, A-G-A-P-E. And that word agape means the godly type of love. Now, there's three levels of existence. The first level of existence is that a person may hate other people, you know, do evil for them. Even if a person does good to them, they'll do evil to other people. That's the worst. You know, when you just have downright rotten people, that's the worst. But then there's another level of existence, which is that a person may do evil toward another person, if that same person has done evil toward them. But then they'll also do good to people who have done good to them. Now, the doing good to people that have done good to you, that's okay. Doing evil to people that have done evil to you, that's not okay. So that level of existence is not the best. But the third level of existence is this, that we do good to people whether they do good to us or evil to us. We always do good because we are love. And that's what the scripture says, is that if we do good to those who despitefully use us and who persecute us, then is the love of God made perfect in us. God says, be you therefore perfect, even as I am perfect. And that term, be you perfect, even as I am perfect, was preceded by the story of us loving even those people who are our enemies, who hate us, and who do wrong to us. That's godly love. That's our level of existence that God wants us to be at. The levels below that, that's just the human, carnal type love. And there's three words for love, which is agape, and then philia, and that philia love, like the city of Philadelphia, which is called the city of brotherly love, that's just regular human love. And then there's the kind of Hollywood love, which is good love, but that's the eros love, the erotic love, and that's the love that a man and woman should have for each other in marriage. And that's proper, that's good, that's the one that's most perverted by Hollywood. But those are the three types of love, and we need to be the third type. We need to have the third type of love, which is agape love. That's the godly love, where even when people do evil toward us, we do good toward them. And we're going to see how God operates in the same way. And since we are created in God's image and in His likeness, God wants us to be like Him. And since God is love, we must be love. Well, I'd love to continue talking with you, but my time is just about up. Now, before I go, I want to remind you that we are sponsoring a fishing club for children ages 9 through 17 years old. It's called Off the Hook Fishing Club, and it is off the hook. It is a great club. I hope you want to be involved by bringing some children, perhaps from your neighborhood or your own children, or if you just want to come along to volunteer to help out in the plethora of wonderful activities, wholesome activities that we're going to have for these young people, then please log on to the website www.offthehookfishingclub.org. That's www.offthehookfishingclub.org, and you can see the wonderful schedule we have planned. And we're also giving away this free article, which is entitled God is Love. So if you want this free article, then please log on to our website, which is www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Just log on to our website and you can read this free literature. You can download it, pass it on to others. Freely God has given to us, freely we want to give to others. Well, again, thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll join me on the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.